Well, for our message time this morning, we're going to do something a little different. It's not a regular type of sermon. It's what I call a story sermon. And it's a story. I'll tell you a little bit more about it as we get into it. But it's drawn from Scripture. It's actually drawn from all four Gospels, but the Scripture text we're going to read as we get started this morning is from the Gospel of John, John chapter 12 and verses 12 through 15. We'll be reading that in just a moment. At the 9 o'clock service today, we actually, instead of sending the children off to children's church, we had them stay in to be part of the story sermon. And we look forward to sharing that with you in just a moment. But let's begin with our scripture reading. It's in John chapter 12. Will you please stand for the reading of God's word? The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." This is the word of God. Let us pray. Well, dear Lord, as we open our hearts to the Palm Sunday story this morning, we invite you to come and to speak to us, to relive these events, and for your Holy Spirit to speak what you would need us to hear this morning into our own hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. So today, of course, is Palm Sunday, the day that we celebrate Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the week before Easter. This is one of the most joyful days recorded for us in Scripture, although it still does not match the joy of next week, right? The joy of Jesus' resurrection that we celebrate on Easter. You know, there were many people present who witnessed that first Palm Sunday. Jesus was certainly there. As were his disciples. The crowds were there along with the children, singing praises to God, cheering Jesus on from the side of the road. The Pharisees were there, urging Jesus to rebuke the crowds, right, for hailing him as king. And I'm sure if you stopped and interviewed different people from these different groups, you would get a different perspective from each one of them. But you know, there was another witness there that day. There is another witness, one that we can easily skip over. And this witness can also provide us with a very valuable perspective on that first Palm Sunday. And I'm talking about the donkey, okay? We're talking about the donkey this morning. You're probably saying, the donkey? What can I possibly learn from the donkey? Well, you know, God once used a donkey to speak to someone in the Old Testament. I guess God can use a donkey to speak to us today if he wants, right? Now, the story I'm about to share with you, it's not my own. It's not an original story. It comes from another pastor I know. His name is Wayne Hill, and Wayne served as pastor at Perrington Community Church in Perrington, New York, just outside of Rochester, and he served there until his retirement. But Wayne Hill was also my pastor growing up as a kid in Massachusetts at a church called North Shore Community Baptist Church in Beverly Farms, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. And Pastor Wayne, he shared this story with our church family one Palm Sunday back in the, ready for this, 1970s, okay? I was probably in the third or fourth grade at the time, but you know what? I never forgot it. I loved this story. Now, that was a lot of years ago, okay? I don't have a recording of that message. I don't have a transcript of the words that Pastor Wayne actually spoke. So I'm sure my retelling of the story is probably very different from the original. And Wayne, if you're listening to this on tape, I hope you don't mind any of the changes that I've introduced. This is your story, after all. But without any further introduction, let me share with you the story of Palm Sunday as told straight from the donkey's mouth. Once, there was a young donkey named Jacob. Jacob lived in the village of Bethphage, right next to Bethany, just east of Jerusalem. Jacob was an enthusiastic little donkey, a bit mischievous at times, but mostly he just loved to play. He loved to run around the stall, kicking up his legs, jumping up and down, and going, "Hee-haw, hee-haw." "Jacob," his mother often said, "what am I going to do with you?" And she would gaze at her son with love and laughter in her eyes. "Someday," said Jacob, "someday I will grow up big and strong. I will be strong enough to carry a man on my back." "Yes, you will, son. Yes, you will," his mother replied, so proud of her growing boy. One day, the village grew busy. Crowds of people arrived in great numbers from all over the land. "Mother," asked Jacob, "where are all these people coming from? Why are they passing through our village?" "They are going to Jerusalem for the great feast," explained his mother. "Every year at this time, the people come from faraway places to celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem. It is a time of great rejoicing and celebration as they remember how God delivered them from slavery in Egypt so many years ago." "Can I go to Jerusalem to see?" asked Jacob. "Oh, please, mother, please, 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 please." "No, no, Jacob," his mother answered, laughing. "We can't go to Jerusalem, but we can go to the village border to watch." And so off they went, Jacob's eyes shining with excitement. He watched with astonishment as the people streamed through the village on their way to Jerusalem. He marveled at their bright and colorful clothing. He tried to guess what was in the many packages they carried. He cocked his head, lifted his ears, and listened intently to the noise of chattering voices and clicking wheels and the whole chorus of animal sounds. He sniffed the air and caught the scent of the many goats and lambs being led through the village. He wondered why the people were bringing the animals into the city. Distracted by so many new sights and sounds, Jacob wandered away from his mother and accidentally crossed the village border. One of his owners spotted him and chased him down. The owner brought him back to the village, took a strong rope, and tied Jacob and his mother to a post. "Rats," thought Jacob. "I hate being tied down." Suddenly, two strange men approached him. "Look, there he is," one of them cried out in an excited voice. "Yes," shouted the other man, "it is just as the master said." "Are they talking about me?" Jacob wondered. And apparently they were, because they came right up to him and started untying him and his mother. Jacob wondered what was happening, and he felt an excitement stirring in the air, and his curiosity grew even stronger. Just then his owners appeared. "Why are you untying our donkeys?" they asked. "The Lord needs them. He will send them back to you shortly," answered the men. "Then you may take them," the owners replied. And so the strange man began to lead Jacob and his mother away from their home. "Mother, what is going on?" asked Jacob. "I don't know, son," replied his mother, "but do not be afraid. I am with you." The men brought Jacob and his mother outside the village, and they put their coats over Jacob's back. "Is someone going to ride me?" Jacob wondered. "I've never carried a man before. I hope I will be strong enough." "I will do my best." He was also a little worried about the person who was going to ride him. He had seen some pretty mean people ride the other donkeys before. Sometimes they yelled at the donkeys or even hit them with a stick. But you know, all of his fears vanished right away when he met the rider. The other men called him Jesus. And Jesus smiled kindly at Jacob and stroked his back with his big, strong hands. "Hello, little donkey," he said. "You will carry me into Jerusalem today." Jacob's heart skipped a beat. "Jerusalem," thought Jacob. "Jerusalem, whoopee, we're going to Jerusalem after all." And Jesus mounted on Jacob's back and off they went. And as they approached Jerusalem, the excitement in the air continued to build. Jesus sat on Jacob's back. Jacob's mother walked beside them. Large numbers of people lined up along both sides of the road. Some of them lay their coats down in the road for Jacob to walk across. Others cheered and waved palm branches back and forth. Some of them even bowed down low to the ground as he passed by. Singing, shouting, rejoicing filled the air around him. Jacob did not understand all the words, but he heard people shouting things like, "Hosanna," or "Hosanna in the highest," or "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." "I must be the most important donkey in the city," thought Jacob. "Perhaps the most important donkey in the whole world." And so the little donkey held his head up high as he marched proudly and bravely into the city, carrying Jesus on his back. It was the proudest moment in Jacob's life. It was already late when they entered Jerusalem. Jesus slipped off Jacob's back and disappeared into the temple. "Come," said Jacob's mother, "we must find shelter for the night." They found a small stable where Jacob's mother tucked him into the straw, kissed him goodnight. "You have had quite the exciting day, my little one," she said. "I'm so proud of you. Now, go to sleep. You need your rest." Well, Jacob tried to sleep, but he couldn't stop thinking about all the amazing things that had just happened to him. And he kept running through the events of the day over and over again. All those people cheering and shouting. "For me," he thought with excitement. "I can't wait for tomorrow. Perhaps there will be even more people. Perhaps they will honor me with presents and gifts this time." Jacob finally fell asleep in the straw. He dreamed about parades and music and people cheering. He woke up early the next morning. His mother was still sleeping, but he couldn't wait. "I must go into Jerusalem," he thought. "The people will be waiting for me." So off he ran to the marketplace, and there were large groups of people already up and about. And Jacob marched proudly down the center of the road, waiting for the people to start cheering. But they didn't make a sound. They didn't even notice him. "Hey, hey, everybody, it's me, Jacob," he called out. But to the people, it only sounded like he was saying, "Hey, hey, hey, ah, yah, yah." And they just kept right on working. No one waved any palm branches. No one put any coats on the ground. Jacob went to the area outside the temple. "Perhaps they will notice me here," he thought. And once again, he called out to the people. And this time, he even ran around and kicked up his heels. But no one paid any attention to him. It was almost as if they didn't recognize him. One mean old man even yelled and threw a piece of fruit at him. Jacob ran back to his mother, crying and confused. He found her and threw himself upon her, just sobbing and sobbing. "I don't understand it, mother. I don't understand," he wept. "I thought they all loved me. Yesterday, they treated me like a king. Now they act as if I wasn't there. One of them even yelled at me. I don't understand. Why are they treating me so differently? Jacob's mother looked sadly and lovingly at her poor, sobbing son. She leaned forward, kissed him gently on the forehead. "Foolish donkey," she replied. "Don't you see that without him, you are nothing?" Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the story of Palm Sunday. We thank you for the cheers and the praises. And this morning, Lord, we even thank you for the donkey and the lessons we can learn from him. Lord, may we devote our whole selves to you. May we give you all the glory and the honor in our lives. You are the one who gives our lives purpose and meaning. Lord Jesus, you are the King. And we worship you this Palm Sunday morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.